I saw, well, most of us, we've seen, but some of us, I saw you last year. So I want to say Happy New Year. Hallelujah. Amen. Can you help me greet somebody? Can you just greet somebody very close to you and say Happy New Year? Happy New Year, Pastor. Again, God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank God for Pastor Obi and the wife. They had a trip last weekend for an assignment. So the flight ought to be the original flight. They ought to have been here around 6 or 6 something this morning. But the flight was delayed, so they checked into another flight, thinking that would be faster. But somehow, I just got information they just landed at the airport. But they will be here with us before we close. Amen? The Lord is here. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. I just want us to make some declaration this morning. Today being the last day of our 7 days of waiting on the Lord. And I believe God that God has something unique for you and for Mount Zion. God, who already knew what year 2018 is going to be, He already pre-planned your blessing, He pre-planned your breakthrough, and He had you in mind many years ago before even the earth was created that you're going to be here and that you are already marked and specialized for a breakthrough this year 2018. And so it shall be in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. You're going to pray with somebody now before we go into the Word of God. You remember Joseph went, when Joseph was in Egypt, right from the prison, when Pharaoh had a dream he could not interpret, and all the magicians in the land tried their best, they couldn't do anything. The astrologers, everything, their power failed. You know why their power failed? Because it was time for God to be showcased. It was time for God to showcase Himself, not only in the land of Egypt, but also to declare who He is through Joseph to King Pharaoh. And so all the magicians failed. All their wisdom failed them. Until somebody remember, oh, there used to be one Hebrew man that gave us interpretation of our dream some years back in the prison. So they brought him, Joseph, out of the prison. So he stood before Pharaoh and he gave the interpretation of the dream of Pharaoh. Now, the interpretation is a prophecy. And that's what I want you to take hold of this morning. You're going to pray with somebody this morning before we hear the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, so it's a prophecy, and that is found in Genesis chapter 41. And I'm going to read just this prophecy, and then you're going to pray it into your life and into the life of that brother or sister. Genesis 41, I want to read just two verses, 28 and 29. This is the thing which I have spoken to Pharaoh. God has shown Pharaoh what he is about to do. Indeed, 7 years of great plenty. Everybody say great plenty. Indeed, 7 years of great plenty will come throughout all the land of Egypt. Now, great plenty is what I want you to pick up there. Just pick it up. Great plenty. God is going to do something, not just plenty, but great plenty. That means abundance of His presence, of His unction, of His power. I want you to join somebody. Just pray. I say, I prophesied this into your life this year. You are entering into year 2018 and God is going to expose you to His great plenty, not scarcity. Can you pray with somebody, please? Pray with somebody. Pray with somebody. I prophesy into your life. This year, 2018, is going to be a year of great plenty. A year of great plenty in your life.
a year of great plenty in your life. Hallelujah.
Spiritually and physically. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. I just want to share with us, and we are going to do a sort of provoking ourselves and challenging ourselves and make declaration as we enter this year. Exodus chapter 33. Exodus 33. Verses 12 to 14. Then Moses said to the Lord, "See, you said to me, 'Bring up these people,' but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, 'I know you by name, and you have also found grace in my sight.' Now therefore I pray, if I have found grace in your sight, show me now your way, that I may know you, and that I may find grace in your sight, and consider that this nation is your people." And he said, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." This year, 2018, going with the presence of God. Going with the presence of God. Also, if you read Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, we want to go with the presence of God this year. We want to make that declaration. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, it talks about this presence we're talking about. God with us. He came down. He became man, and his presence is with us. Say, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Verse 7, "Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. Amen. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." Like I said, we just want to challenge ourselves into this year, want to make some declaration. What the presence of God will do for you and for us this year, 2018. Number one, the presence of God will give to you and to us, Mount Zion, an open heavens. It will give to us the heavens window, to open the heavens window for you and for Mount Zion. Moses said, "I dare not make any move to move forward, except you pledge your presence. Except God, you go with us." Number one, know that these people are your people, not my people. They are yours. So I recognize that they are yours. But we are not going to move any further except your presence is with us. So the presence of God will give you an open window this year as we journey with him. It's going to give you an open window. Hallelujah. In 2 Kings chapter 7. 2 Kings chapter 7 verse 1. There's a story of the city of Samaria. They were going through a very difficult situation. They have been locked in because of the war. Well, the war was about to break out, but they couldn't open their gates because the enemy has surrounded the city. For several days and months, they were shut in and nothing was moving. No food, nothing. The situation was so bad that people were killing their children. in order to survive. They kill their children and eat. They buy, you know, animals' dung just to survive. That was the situation. It was so terrible. And in the midst of that situation, there was an open window. The word of God came. Chapter 7, verse 1, I read. Then Elisha said, "Hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, tomorrow about this time, a seer of fine flour shall be sold for a shekel, and 2 seers of barley for a shekel at the gate of Samaria." About this time tomorrow, there's going to be an open heaven. There's going to be a window of God's presence that what you are looking at now that looks tough, impossible, difficult, there's going to be a turnaround within 24 hours. Because heaven will open and there will be the manifestation of his presence and the ugly situation will be dealt with. I don't know what you are going through at this moment. I don't know what, you know, America, we're going through a period of time. Thank God for the time of restoration. And this land of Cleveland, this state called Tennessee, God is visiting us. But I want you to zero in into yourself and your family this morning that it doesn't matter how ugly 2017 has been. It doesn't matter what you went through that didn't go through. It doesn't matter how messy the situation has been. God is going to give you an hope in heaven. If we are joining with him, if the presence of God is going with us, then be sure that there's going to be an hope in heaven and his presence is going to bring about a transformation, a change. Hallelujah. So the word of God was spoken, and God is big enough, is strong enough to fulfill his word. The word of God, anytime it's spoken or it's read, you better hold it, because the word of God, especially when it comes in prophecy, the word of God is always precise. The word of God is always perfect. The word of God is always timely. And the word of God is always comforting. Amen. So when the man of God said, "This time tomorrow, there's going to be a change," there was somebody who had it. He happened to be an economist, maybe the chief advisor of the king or the president of that time. And he said, "Look, what are you talking about? You are talking about 24 hours time. You are not talking about, in a year's time or 6 months time. You are saying 24 hours time. There's going to be a change that we are going to have surplus. What are you talking about? Even if God himself, will open the windows of heaven, how can that be? It's not going to happen." I'm sure that as an economist, you must have done all the, you look at the demand. The demand is so high, you look at the supply is zero. So how is it going to happen within 24 hours? You know what he did? He allowed human wisdom to prevail over the word of God. And when the human wisdom comes in place of the word of God, there is going to be a sort of friction. And don't forget, God will ever win. The word of God will always win. Because when God speaks, he stands by it. Hallelujah. And the man of God said, "Well, you know what? You're going to see it. You are going to see the miracle. You are going to hear about it. You are going to watch people doing it, taking it, but you are not going to eat out of it because you never believe it." And it did happen. Only him in the entire nation of Samaria. Only him did not eat out of it, because within 24 hours it happened. I see God moving in your situation. I see God moving this year. In Mount Zion, I see God giving us open heaven. I see God bringing out a window that will cause his presence to bring to pass what looks impossible last year. You know what? Don't calculate it with your head. Don't think, oh, well, I tried 5 years ago. I did everything. It didn't work. I don't care how many times you tried. I don't care what you did. But I'm telling you with the word of God, if you allow the word of God to work in your situation and you believe God for who he is, and you journey with him, with his presence in your life, there's going to be a window of change. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know the story very well that God, the same God who spoke the word through his servant, allowed the Syrians who had been besieging Samaria, who had, you know, planned to destroy Samaria, and they believed that, okay, even if we don't break through their gates, we're going to stay here until they starve to death. God allowed the Syrians to hear strange noise. Strange noise. And they were so afraid that the Bible says that they fled. They ran away, leaving not only their equipment, their ammunition, whatever they brought. And they left also all the foodstuffs. You know what? They brought those things for the children of Israel. Do you know what God has allowed the world? What God has allowed the government? What God has allowed the unbelievers? What God has allowed situation, things, you know, that have been moving last year. God allowed people to bring those things here into this year 2018 so that you enjoy it. In your working place, God allowed your business, your working place, to be able to make certain amounts so that you'll be blessed. Hallelujah. Those things, they think, oh yeah, it's for us. We are to enjoy it. Yeah, but it is originally meant for you and you are going to possess your possession. And so the Syrians fled, they ran away. And thank God for some courageous, dedicated lepers who did not count their life to be anything. They say, if we stay here, we die. If we move into their camp, we die. So let's choose one. Let's go in there. They went in. They discovered that nobody. They ate and ate because they had been starving. They ate, satisfied themselves. And then they came and shared the news in the city. You are about to hear the news. You are about to hear the news that will change your destiny. You are about to hear the news that will catapult you from the level you are right now to the next level. Mount Zion is about to hear the news that will change the atmosphere. And people have been saying, where is their God? We'll come and see what God is doing. Because God is going to cause strange noise to take place again in the camp of the enemy. And because it is time for your blessing, it is time for you to possess your possession, there shall be strange noise in the camp of the enemy, and they are going to release what originally belonged to you that have been held back. Hallelujah. So you need to walk by faith this year. You need to walk in obedience. You need to walk and make sure you are in his presence. Because only in his presence can you have the heavens open. And make sure you don't look down on the word of God. Every prophecy that is prophesied upon your life, take it seriously. It is better you believe God, die in believing, than you doubt or you believe man. Thank God for the praise team. That song talks about God whose hand is so strong that he will never let you down. In one word, when they were singing it, what I picture in my spirit is that God has a strong hands. That is carrying everybody, no matter your weight. He can't let you down. He's so strong. The government can let you down when the weight becomes too heavy. When the economy cannot support you, they let you down. People can let you down. Sincerely, they want to help, but sorry, the weight is too much. But God cannot let you down. I see him, this God, supporting you this year. Hallelujah. That's the first declaration I'm going to make today. You're going to declare and say, Lord, because I walk in your presence, this year 2018, I'm going to walk in your presence. You're going to cause my heavens to be opened. There's going to be your presence manifesting those things that heaven has prepared for me, that are made for me for this time. Because I walk in your presence. Because I allow your presence to go before me. None of those things that you have prepared will elude me. In the name of Jesus. Number two declaration we are going to make today is that the presence of God will bring defeat to the dreadful giants you may be having. Every dreadful giant that has threatened you, it could be sickness, it could be joblessness. Thank God for the man of God is here. Hallelujah. It could be joblessness. It could be oppression. It could be lack. It could be anything. They stand there as the giants that you saw last year, that you saw many years ago. The presence of God is going to bring about the defeat of every giant that you have ever seen. They are going to be floored in your presence because of the presence of God. You know the story very well of the life of this young man in 1 Samuel chapter 17, the story of us, of David. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel chapter 17, we have the story of David who stood before Goliath. David had been anointed as a shepherd and the next king in Israel. He carried the presence of God, the anointing of God over his life. And there came a time when there was a challenge in the land. The Philistines were warring against the nation of Israel. And then they brought a giant, Goliath. They said, okay, let's use another technique now. It's not just going to be everybody now fighting. We are going to just bring our man, that is our champion. Israel, you also produce your champion. Let the two champions fight. Whoever wins. Nobody could stand in the camp of Israel. You know what? Because the presence of God was so low. In one word, the king, then Saul, had been disobeying God. King Saul had not been walking according to the purpose of God. And so, the Bible says that for 40 days and 40 nights, Goliath will stand each morning and brag, insult God of Israel, insult the people, insult King Saul. You call yourself a king, bring us somebody. Raise up a champion. If I defeat that person, Israel, you become our servant. If the person defeats us, then we'll be your servant. Nobody could rise. But you know the story very well. David came to the camp at the right time. He came to the camp at the right time. He did not just come. He came with the presence of God. He had God inside of him. He had been living in obedience, serving God. One of the days, he heard Goliath doing the same bragging. And something aroused in him. See, the Spirit of God could not stand what Goliath was saying. He was insulting the God of Israel. And David stood up and challenged Goliath. You know the story very well. I want to risk it because each time you read the Bible, it becomes alive. Amen. We may not be able to read everything there, but I want to read from verse 16 of that 1 Samuel chapter 17. It says, and the Philistine drew near and presented himself 40 days, morning and evening. I jump to 34. But David said to Saul, your servant used to keep his father's sheep. And when a lion or a bear came and took a lamb out of the flock, I went out after it and struck it and delivered the lamb from his mouth. And when it arose against me, I caught it by its beard and struck and killed it. Your servant has killed both lion and bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, seeing he has defiled the armies of the living God. Moreover, David said, the Lord, who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of these Philistine. And Saul said, David, go, and the Lord be with you. Now, if you read from verse 45, that way you'll see what happened. That the Philistine cursed David by his gods. But David said, you come to me with spear, with javelin, with everything, with all the equipment, with AK-47, with all the machine gun, with all the nuclear weapon, wherever it is. Whatever you have been fighting with, that you think you have been winning, nobody has been able to defeat you. But I come to you in the name of the Lord God of Israel, whom you have defied. In one word, the battle is not mine. The battle is the Lord's. The presence of God is here. The name of Yahweh is here. And this day, he made a declaration. We are going to make that declaration today. He made a declaration. This day will I kill you. This day will I cut off your head. This day will I give your carcass and the carcass of the Philistines to the birds of the air. And the whole world, the whole nation will know there is a God where? In Israel. It was a prophecy. You're going to prophesy until year 2018. Every giant that stands before me, every giant that have been bullying me in the past, every giant that have been saying, where is my God? God of gods, the Lord who is the creator of the heaven and the earth, this day, I take hold of that name and I come against every giant. I see you falling. I see you bowing. I see you defeated. I see you not able to rise again. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. That is what I see in year 2018. Every bullying giant, every dreadful giant shall be defeated. Your giant could be sickness. Your giants could be joblessness. Your giants could be barrenness. Your giants could be fear. Your giants could be whatever. They are going to bow at the name of Jesus. They are going to bow at the name of Jesus. Why? Because we are not coming in the name of Emmanuel or in the name of Pastor Obi. You are going in the name of the living God, the God who created the heavens and the earth. So this year you are going to confront every giant at work. Whatever frightens you at work, whatever humiliates you, whatever says you can't go any further, whatever tells you can't go this further, you cannot possess what belongs to you. You are going to stand and speak the word to your giants. You know why? Because the presence of God is with you. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Number three declaration we're going to make this very day, as the man of God will be coming up, is to have, you are going to have restoration of every lost ground. Restoration of every lost ground. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, you know the story very well. Three nations have risen against Judah. Three strong nations with all their, you know, weapons, with all their equipment, with every strategy, everything they had. Say, we are going to swallow them. We are going to destroy them. We are going to shock them. We are going to make them to become our servants. And Jehoshaphat went to the presence of God. Jehoshaphat fasted and prayed with the people of God. In fact, I have everybody to fast, including children. And the Lord spoke. Jehoshaphat, the battle is not yours. The battle is the Lord's. Tomorrow, go down. And God made a description of where the enemy will be. God will show you the secret of your enemies. This year, 2018, whatever is the secret of the enemy, whatever you have been using to oppress, to get away into you, into your family, into your head, into your finance, into your breakthrough in the past, God will reveal to you the strategy and the enemy's strategies in your life that will bring a defeat to him and to them in the name of Jesus. God described, this time tomorrow, you just go to the cliff of Axis. That's where you're going to find them. God knows the address of everybody. He knows the address of your enemy. He knows where they dwell. He knows where they are operating from. He knows how to subdue them. That is the God you are journeying with in year 2018. So let him be before you. Let him go before you. Consult him. Talk to him. Be in his presence. Share with him. Humble yourself before him, and you see him go before you to subdue every giant and to restore whatever grounds that you have lost in year 2017. Hallelujah. When Jehoshaphat followed what God gave him as the word, you need a word every day to march forward. You need a word every week to be able to defeat the devil. You need a word that will give you boldness to look at the enemy, highball to highball, and declare, I'm a child of God. I serve the living God. I am from his presence. I heard him. The battle is not yours. The battle is mine. And God said, you don't have to use the type of equipment, the type of ammunition they are using. You are going to use a superior ammunition. And that ammunition is praise. You're just going to worship and praise me. And you're going to see heaven release the artilleries, release the weapons, release the unction, release the power that will subdue the enemy so that you can recover whatever you have lost. And the Bible says when he had appointed singers and they began to praise God, praise the Lord for his mercies endure forever. Praise the Lord for his mercies endure forever. The Bible says when they were praising God, God set an ambush against the enemy of Judah and Jehoshaphat that they began to slaughter themselves. They began to kill themselves. They thought they were fighting against Judah. And when they finished killing themselves, Judah, Jehoshaphat came to the valley to discover dead bodies. You know what they came with again? They came with all that the children of God will need. Hallelujah. They came with all the beautiful things, gold, silver, whatever we know, that they came to the battle with. And the only business the children of Israel have to engage in for 3 days was to now be, they were busy 3 days stripping these soldiers of all silver and gold and everything, jewelry, things that, you know, worth. They left the battlefield with worth, with blessings. And none, no one, no single person in Judah amidst the people of God that lost their life. This year, 2018, no one, no one in your camp, no one in your family, we lose his life. In the name of Jesus. They did not lose anyone. But in the camp of the enemy, they were slaughtered. There was dead bodies. So they gathered spoils. Hallelujah. Three declarations. Stand on your feet. Let's stand on our feet, please. That this year, 2018, number one, because the presence of the Lord is with me, I made a declaration that I shall experience and hope in heaven. And hope in heaven. This year, 2018, there shall be an hope in heaven for Mount Zion and for your family. Let's make that declaration. Open your mouth and declare it. Declare what you sow with your mouth. What you declare with your mouth is not ordinary word. Declare it this morning. This year is not like last year. This is better. This is stronger. This is God's presence is heavier. This year, 2018, because I go with the presence of God, because God has started with us. Lord God Almighty, your presence will give me, will give Mount Zion, will give my family, and hope in heaven. There shall be an hope in heaven. There shall be an hope in heaven. The man of God said, this time tomorrow, there's going to be a shift, a change. This time tomorrow, there's going to be a conversion from scarcity, from poverty, from oppression, from fear, from lack, from impossibility to possibility, to abundance. This time tomorrow, 24 hours time, your presence, Lord, is going to give me, is going to give us an hope in heavens. What looks impossible last year, this is my year. This is my year. This is the year for Mount Zion.
This is the year of our families. Heavens will be opened. There will be possibilities. We are moving forward. There must be breakthrough, record of breakthroughs in your life because of the presence of God. The word of God will stand. God is strong enough to fulfill His word. He said this time tomorrow, somebody said it cannot be. Even if God will open the windows of heaven, it can't be. And God said it shall be, only you will not be there. Lord, the world wipes out every failure, every possibility, every hardship, every delay. Your word. I stand by your word. I resist every temptation of fractioning your word or thinking. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Second declaration, because of the presence of God, every dreadful giants will be brought low, will be humiliated and defeated. You're going to prophesy that and you're going to call it forth. Because the Lord goes before us. Because the Lord goes before me and my family. This year, 2018, every dreadful giants that oppose itself against the purpose of God in my life and my destiny. Every giants against the will of God and the purpose of God in Mount Zion, Lord, this year they shall be defeated. They shall bow in your name. Open your mouth and pray. Make that declaration. Declare it this morning. Declare it. Every giant, joblessness, sickness, whatever it is, declare this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, I see you giants bowing. I see you humiliating. I see you submitting to my God. I see you. Yes. I see you. Humiliated and flawed. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, honor to you, every giant. Every giant in Mount Zion. Every giant in every life, in every home. Oh, yes, this year, 2018, we see you flawed. We see you bow. We see you crumble. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, we see the rising of the power and presence of God in Mount Zion. In the name of Jesus, we see the name of our God be glorified. We see the name of our God be honored. Thank you, Jesus. Lastly, because of the presence of God, His presence will restore every lost ground. Whatever you have lost, this is the time. This is the season of recovery. You're going to make that declaration. Year 2018. Is for my recovery, restoration, because of the presence of God. All that I have lost, every ground lost to the enemy, every ground lost to the evil one, every ground lost as a result of mistake or whatever it is. Lord, because of your presence, Lord, your presence is bringing about recovery of every ground. Declare it as we run now. Declare it in the name of Jesus. Oh yes, Lord Jesus. We recover, we recover, we recover, Lord Jesus. Salakadabosh, Lilibosh, Mandaya Kalaba, Kandarababa, Ulibosh, in the Yellow Kalaba, Urababa, Ulibosh, Arakandarababa, Ulibosh, Yalaba, Ulaba, Urabash, Ulibo, Elakadabosh, Shibos, Yalakadabosh, Yalaba, Silibo, Ikandarababa, Ulibosh, Aguadababa, Hekede, Yalikadaba, Ulibosh, Shabo. Thank you, Jesus, we recover. We recover, yes, Lord. Every ground that I've been lost to the enemy, we recover, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you adoration. We give you thanksgiving. Thank you, Father. We've never seen a year like this before. This is a unique year. This, oh God, you brought us into the year, Lord God, of celebration. A year, oh God, Lord, as you lead us by your presence, Lord, by your unction, Father, you are bringing us, oh Lord, to a moment, oh God, a time, oh God, when Mount Zion and the families in Mount Zion begin to experience an hope in heaven that will baffle, Lord God Almighty, those who are outside,
an open heaven that will baffle the unbelievers. That man said, "How he can never be even God will open the windows of heaven. Every unbeliever will see what our great God can do." Father, thank you. This is the year for everyone, for every family, for Mosiah, that you have given us an open heaven. It doesn't matter what happened. It doesn't matter how, Lord, we have degenerated. It doesn't matter how poor. It doesn't matter how ugly the situation has been. Your word is bringing about a change, a transformation. Father, within a period of time, within a short period of time, Lord, you are making impossibility possible. You are bringing life to the dead. Lord God Almighty, you are causing every family to experience your move. Mokata ya heke baba, yeke alalaba kondobo shekediba, mulala kede bosh, haika bosh, lahara kanda bosh, yelele bosh. Thank you, Jehovah God. You are causing everyone, you are making everyone to experience a tap, oh God, into your presence. Father, love and hope in heaven that will cause, Father, each one of us to be dumbfounded because of the greatness, because of, oh God, Father, the suddenness of your move. Blessed be the name of God. Thank you, Lord God Almighty, because of your presence. Lord God Almighty, you are causing, you are going to make, oh God, every giant, every dreadful giant to be defeated right before our face, right before Mosiah, right before those, oh God, who have ganged up on us. They are waiting for our defeat. They are waiting, Father, for the going down. They are waiting, oh God, for the failure of the word of God, which it can never be. Thank you, Father. Glory, honor to your name. You will move, oh God, you will move. Blessed be thy name. Every ground lost is recovered. Every ground lost is recovered. Every ground lost is recovered. In the name of Jesus. Spiritually, every ground lost is recovered. In the mighty name of Jesus. Financially, every ground lost is recovered. In the name of Jesus. Academically, every ground lost is recovered. In the name of Jesus. Father, family-wise, every ground lost is recovered. In the name of Jesus. Head-wise, every ground lost is recovered. In the name of Jesus. By your word. By your word. Not by our sense. By your word. You bring it to pass. Thank you, Father. Glory, honor to your name. Thank you for bringing your servant. Thank you for that journey, mercy. Lord, we celebrate your goodness. We celebrate your faithfulness. Continue to, Lord, dwell in Mosiah. Dwell amidst us. Amaze us with your power. Amaze us with your presence. Amaze us with your miracles. Amaze us, oh God. By doing those things, the unbeliever said that it can never happen. Let it be, oh God, that they will witness you preparing the table before us in the presence of our enemies. And you cause our cup to run over with your anointing. Blessed be thy name. We pray in Jesus' mighty name. If you believe it, shout it louder. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Say, I'm warm. I'm warm. Amen. This cold will not hinder me. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you warm? Speak it to yourself. Are you warm? Say, I'm warm. If you're not warm, move around, walk around, say, I'm warm in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God is good. Amen. Thank you for showing such a passion for God. If you can be in an air-conditioned room like this, a winter season, below degrees, you can worship God, you can praise God, you love God. Amen. The word that we just received this morning is really from the heart of God. That's a prophetic word for this house. That's really a declaration. That is truly the word of the Lord. The presence of the Lord makes all the difference. Amen. And that's our expectation this year.
as we yield to the presence of the Lord, we have an open heaven. And once we have an open heaven, God becomes your victory, becomes your defense, becomes your battle axe. Your giants will fall before you. And God is promising that whatever has been stolen, that's just a confirmation this morning. There will be recovery. There will be restoration. Amen. I want to read a scripture as we agree with the prophetic word that just came this morning. It's totally a confirmation. It came this morning. We have been waiting on God. You can sit down. I mean, unless if you want to stay warm or something like that. Hallelujah. We've been waiting on God for 7 days. Amen. We've been waiting on God for 7 days. And we do that every year to consecrate ourselves, to dedicate and to release our life, our destiny into God's hands. And we do that intentionally. Every year we've always done this. Many times through the years, God will give us words like this. But it looks like we've not really seen some of the physical transforming breakthroughs. So last year, as we were praying and waiting, the Lord was showing me, he says, you don't have to wait till 2018 to know if I'm going to do something. I will begin in 2017. So I'm not waiting about to confirm what God will do this year. I've already seen God began the work in 2017. So I know that this 2018 will be well for us. And this word that came is a confirmation that that's what God will do for us. There is power when you believe the word of God and speak it out. Because the Bible says the world was created by the word of the Lord. Amen? God said, let there be this, let there be that, and there was. Once you agree with what God has spoken, it will be done. Our focus is 7 days, and it's going to be through the years this year, is really to stay in the presence of the Lord. Because the Lord showed to me, he says, this year, come in agreement as it is in heaven, so on earth. Whatever God has purposed in heaven, Jesus says, let's pray that will of God to manifest in our life as it is in heaven. Amen? And whatever God has for you is always victory. So we're going to speak. I'm going to pray that prayer as we take communion today. That whatever God has planned for you individually, whatever God has prepared for you that your eyes have not seen, your ears have not heard, neither has entered your heart for 2018, you will come in alignment with it. Amen? Whatever God has planned for your family, whatever God has planned, the reason why God raised up Zion, that 2017, we will come in alignment with what God has for 2017 for this house. Amen? And why the reason we do that with communion is every word of God is a covenant word. And God remembers his covenant, meaning God remembers his promises, his words towards you. Amen? Hallelujah. Okay, here is the power of praying the word of God or speaking the word of God. In Genesis chapter 1, after God has created everything, created man, in verse 26, he says this, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over this, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Verse 27. This is the power of the prayer this morning. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created him, male and female. Verse 28, and God blessed them. Everybody say, God blessed them. And And God blessed them. You know what blessing is? Blessing is speaking what you command, what you speak. When you take the word of God and speak it over somebody. And if that word is a positive word, you just release the blessing. Because in the power of tongues. So God blessed them. So how did God bless them? God blessed them and God said. God blessed them by saying unto them, be what? Fruitful. Multiply. And replenish the earth and subdue it. Have dominion. And have dominion over the fish, over the seas, over the fowl, over the air, over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Amen. So this morning, I stand as an oracle of the Lord in agreement with the word of the Lord that came this morning. As we take communion, means the blood and the word. I want to speak a blessing over you for 2018. And every word that I speak is not my word. I am agreeing with the word of the Lord over your life, over Mount Zion, over our destiny this year. The word of the Lord is the will of the Lord. Amen? Amen. So I want us to come, take this communion, go to your seat. I'm going to agree and I'm going to bless you. I'm going to speak word of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. To make these declarations. Hallelujah. The word of God never returns void. Let me build your faith with one testimony about what we're about to do. The Lord has spoken to us many times, and I started becoming hesitant about speaking certain things publicly. But last year, as we're celebrating our anniversary and we're about to take a communion covenant, and God spoke to me. We're in St. Augustine. I have been asking God, I says, unless you do an unusual, you do something that I cannot deny before I will again give myself over to setting expectation. I told you all the testimony. Many of you don't believe me, but I do. When we were about to take this communion, the Lord appeared through a rainbow in the sky. I saw it with my eyes. She saw it. I told you all the story. That was all I needed. I knew God spoke to me. That was my burning bush for 2017. As soon as that happened, I said, God, I believe. And the Lord was not just saying, I'm just going to give you a a sign. Say, but now I will start demonstrating things. You don't need to say too much. So I came back. It wasn't long. There were other miracles God was doing. But the Lord whispered in my spirit. He says, just like Moses told the children of Israel to plunder the wicked, to plunder Egypt. He says, he told them to go borrow. Now, I'm not asking you to go borrow. I'm just telling you how God spoke to me. He says, they borrowed from the Egyptians. They plundered Egypt. He says, Lord spoke to me, says, I want you. I'm going to go before you and give you favor. He provided a place. He says, I don't have any, nothing. He says, go to the world and I'll give you the money. I went and I'm still shocked how God did it. And God says, don't think small anymore. I want to revive the vision I put in your heart. Because of what had happened. Last 2-3 years, we lost a property we are about to buy uptown. Because God showed me what he would do in the city. And God showed me that property years ago. And we were just right on closing on the property. The enemy came, we lost. It was like a mockery. A few years before then, there was a place I wanted to possess in the city for students and for teens. And just visions God has shown. We lost it. Why? Somebody told me they will pay for it, and then when the time came, something happened, we lost it. So this year, when the Lord told me about this goal, I will do this, in my mind, I knew God had spoken because of that rainbow sign. And as soon as God did it, everything was miraculous. That's the confirmation. God says, I began the season of restoration. The season of recovery. So I want to speak a blessing over you. This vision here is not a small one. You are born as men and women of destiny. The capacity God has for you is bigger than what you can do for your own strength. Amen. This year, like the word came, every enemy that will stand in the way of Zion will be crushed. Not by us. But God is jealous over Zion. God has reason to confirm his word. And he's doing it and he's demonstrating it. Amen? The Lord is going before us. And he's going to open doors that will surprise us. The Lord is going before us. He will make the crooked path straight. The Lord is going before us. He will shatter the gates of brass. There will be deliverance. There will be salvation. So because the same way that word came to my spirit about go plunder the world, this word I'm about to pray over you came this way. And it's Genesis chapter 1. And this is what the Lord says. And God blessed them. And God said, be fruitful and multiply. Be fruitful and multiply. The rest we will do later. There's a lot. But just those two. The year has come for Zion to be fruitful. And not just fruitful. We are about to multiply. It's a promise. And it's not only for Zion, but because you are sons and daughters of Zion, the year has come for you to be fruitful. The year has come for you to multiply. In the name of Jesus. For you this year. So Keziah is going to lead us in prayer, and when she finishes, I will stand in agreement and release that. This is your year. Anybody, any enemy that prays against you, anyone that mocks you will be mocked. This is the year the Lord is angry over his bride, and everything that has been done to his bride, this is the time God will raise up his bride again. And God will be jealous over his church. We don't need to defend ourselves. You don't need to fight your battle. God will defend us this year. God will prove himself. He's already started.
Father, we thank you. We bless you, God, for the privilege you gave us to stand before you this first Sunday of 2018. We stand together as a family. We stand, oh God, with our men, our women, our boys, our girls. We stand together as one. And we receive that you have done, oh God. We thank you for the years gone by. We thank you for the struggles and the battles and the issues that have gone before. This morning, oh God, we stand to receive your victory. For the year 2018, we receive your victory. The God that went ahead of Israel in a pillar of cloud and a pillar of fire. Father, you have turned our captivity from being slaves, oh God, from being limited, from being fought by the enemy. Father, you have risen up over us in 2018. Lord, just as you did for Israel, do for us. Go ahead of us, oh God. Send your angel into this year that we have never been in before. Send your angel to clear the path, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we are not going into this year empty. We are going full because we have been blessed of the Lord. And therefore, everything that belongs to Zion, everything that belongs to us, everything that belongs to our families and to individuals, today we make a demand, oh God. We say, let there be a release in the name of Jesus. We possess that belongs to us, and we take that, oh God, that you've given. Just as you stripped the Egyptians, oh God, and gave to Israel. Today, my Father, strip bare the enemy. Everything he has stolen from us in the past, every portion, every due, every inheritance that is ours, that has been held back, we call forth and stripping forth right now, and we go in the blessings of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, bless your people. Thank you for increase. Thank you for enlargement. Thank you for multiplication. Thank you for, Lord, raising up your people again in Mount Zion, in the name of Jesus. No more will we be a reproach among the nations. No more will there be mockery over our lives. No more will the people say, where is your God? Oh God, arise. Show yourself mighty. You are a covenant-keeping God. Father, we will not serve you in vain. Father, we have struggled for so long as individuals, as students, as families. We have struggled for so long as a church. But we say the time to favor Zion has come. The time of your open door has come. The time of your breakthrough has come. The time, oh God, of your increase has come. We declare it, we call it forth in the name of Jesus. Father, the Egyptians we saw in the past, we shall see them no more. Every giant that has stood in the past, Lord, they have given way. As your fire goes before us to consume the enemy, to destroy every work of the enemy, we receive your blessing from Mount Zion, starting from the oldest to the youngest, from the greatest to the smallest. All of us, none will be left behind. Lord, in this place, men will step in and they will experience open heavens in the name of Jesus. We call for that belongs to us from the north, the south, the east, and the west. And we say it is done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus. Father, we thank you. We stand upon your faithful promises. Father, I proclaim and I receive on behalf of this house your promise in the book of Haggai. You said the glory of the latter house will exceed that of the former. Father, we thank you. I stand upon your promise in the book of Joel. You said, Father, that you will send forth your latter rain. You will send forth your latter rain. Father, we thank you for the promise of your latter rain. We know your reign is the restoration of your glory, the restoration of your presence, your manifest glory, your manifest presence. Father, you raise up your church again. You raise up the desolations of Zion. You raise up the desolations of many generations. And Father, you will turn our beauty, our ashes to beauty. That's your promise, oh God. Father, we thank you. We receive your promise. of restoration of your presence, your tangible presence, your heart back to your church, your bride to Zion. Father, because of this promise of the restoration of the thickness of your glory, Father, we thank you that we live in it. Open heaven the rest of our life in the name of Jesus. Father, you said in Psalms 91, because we live in this open heaven, you will give your angels charge over us. Nothing, O God, again shall touch the destinies of Zion, but you will prevail, you will overthrow all our enemies, and there shall be ashes under our feet. Father, thank you, because your glory is upon us, because your glory goes before us into 2018. We thank you that we will not only recover, but we receive your promise in Genesis, in the name of Jesus. Father, we receive the promise of fruitfulness in the name of Jesus. Let that which has been planted, let the obedience that have been had, Father, let this be a harvesting time. Thank you for the year of growth, the year of Zion's growth, the year of Zion's fruitfulness, the year of multiplication, in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you that it came to pass that the womb of Sarah brought forth nations. Father, we thank you. It came to pass that the womb of Elizabeth brought forth. Father, it came to pass that the womb of Hannah brought forth. We thank you that that which you promised your church, that which you promised your barren bride, that which you promised Zion, we thank you for the year of fruitfulness has come. Multiplication has come. In the name of Jesus, restoration of dominion, restoration of power and authority, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I call Zion fruitful. I call Zion fruitful. Fruitful in every area. Fruitful in spiritual desires. Fruitful in material expectation. Fruitful in your health. Fruitful, O God, in every area of life, in the name of Jesus. Father, I bless this congregation. I bless everyone at the sound of my voice. Father, I call them blessed. I call them blessed. I bless them, Father, in the name of Jesus. I call them fruitful. I call them fruitful. Let their fruit multiply in the name of Jesus. Father, I bless the work of your hands. I bless, oh God, your health. I bless your finances. I bless your spiritual desires. In the name of Jesus, I call them a blessed generation, a blessed people, in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you because you're a God of covenant. And I speak, oh God, these words as covenant words. Let this year be a year that prospers your people. Let this year, God, you go before us and fight our battles. Father, let this year, God, bring great glory to your name. Thank you. Thank you, Lamb of God. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your faithful covenant. You remember us and you continue to increase us. You continue to protect us. Keep us and bless us all the days of our life. In Jesus' name. If you believe it, say amen. If you believe it, say amen. If you can take this together. Hallelujah. So this day we stand before Zion, the heavenly Jerusalem in heaven. For here we're standing, here on earth, in the family of Zion. And we have remembered the covenant of God's promise. So shall it be with you. Just a second. Dimitri.